You are listening to the Voice of American Częstochowa, the broadcast from the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, Doylestown, Pennsylvania. This is Father Timothy Tarnacki. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. In today's program, you will be able to hear a meditation on Sunday Gospel, as well as information about our shrine. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Since many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the events that have been fulfilled among us, just as those who were eyewitnesses from the beginning and ministers of the word have handed them down to us, I too have decided, after investigating everything accurately anew, to write it down in an orderly sequence for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may realize that certainty of the teachings you have received. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue. On the Sabbath day, he stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and the recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today this scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." Every day, brothers and sisters, we hear so many bad and terrible news around us. It's enough just to turn on the TV or look over the internet. There is always something negative. Or when we talk to other people around us, there is always someone complaining about something. We are full of bad news and of the words that exhaust us, the words that don't bring life to us, but they even take it away from us. The gospel, the words of Jesus, his message, is the good news. The good news that we all long for in our daily life. The word gospel literally means in Greek good news. Jesus reads a passage from the scripture today in the synagogue, and he reads, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Jesus says that these ancient words of the Bible are fulfilled in his life, that he fulfills them. He also fulfills them now, today. These words which we heard can be fulfilled when we read the Bible, when we listen to the Word of God, the good news. The Word of God can bring joy to us when we are sad or depressed. It can bring us freedom when we are enslaved by sin or addictions. It can restore our sight when we are blind and we don't see the truth or we don't see the meaning. And it can bring us happiness. And this is something that we all need. How can we experience the power of the Word of God in our life? The first reading tells us from the Old Testament that we have to maybe elevate the Word of God. Put it higher than anything else. Put the Word of God, the Bible, in the center of your life. Especially when you struggle, when something is difficult in your life, when you're sad, depressed, or unhappy. When we read the Bible, we meet Jesus Christ. St. Jerome said that ignorance of Scripture is the ignorance of Christ. When you don't know Scripture, you don't know Jesus. When we don't read the Bible, when we don't hear the Word of God, we don't know Him. But today Jesus invites us, if we are longing for the good news in our life, let's turn to the Word of God. Let's elevate the Word of God. Let's put it in the center in our daily life. Sunday, February 3rd, we celebrate at our shrine the memorial of Saint Blaise, Bishop and Martyr. After the final blessing of the Mass, there will be blessing of throats with blessed candles in honor of Saint Blaise. On Monday, February 11th, we celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes. On this day, during the 11:30 a.m. Mass, we'll administer the Sacrament of Anointing of the Sick. We invite all of you to attend. A perpetual novena to Our Lady of Częstochowa is said each Wednesday after the 11:30 a.m. Mass. Each day following the 11:30 a.m. Mass, we have exposition and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament until 5 p.m. The Sacrament of Penance is available every day at 11:30 a.m. Mass and on Sunday during every scheduled Mass. Thank you for listening, the Voice of American Częstochowa. May the good Lord bless you and the Blessed Mother protect you in this coming week. Praise be the Lord Jesus Christ.